How you feeling? Yeah, I know. It doesn't feel that good when we don't have, like, anesthesia or anything to help. I'm sorry about that. I really am. At least you're good now for the long run. Thanks for staying quiet. Do you hear that? Get down, get down. Now you know what they sound like. Let me know if you hear anything else, okay? Or if you see anything. Okay. I think we're okay for now. Oh, shh. There's no need to worry. A gun? No. I don't have a gun, but that's no reason to worry. No, I don't have a gun for a few reasons, but I do have weapons, so I can take care of you and we'll get you your own as well. But you see, a gun may give you, like, distance, but when you run out of ammo, it doesn't do anything. And then you'd have to restock and... Not to mention the biggest drawback, as soon as you fire that gun, that's a loud noise. You're going to be drawing major attention to yourself, and a mob will be around you in no time. Not to mention any survivors that are looking out for themselves. You know, I stick with blades. You do have to be closer, but it's more silent, and you won't draw attention to yourself, so it's a clean getaway. With these things, you want to make sure you stick with the head. It's the quickest way, and they won't come back that way. So, quicken and release, and you still have your weapon, and you haven't drawn any attention to yourself or anything else to come after you. So... I used to have, like, swords and axes and stuff, but frankly, I'm pretty weak, so I tend to just stick with knives. This one's my favorite.